Stephanie Chase, Shaping a Child's Heart, Breakout Session 3.
It's always funny to hear somebody else say things about you. You're like, are you sure that's me, right? She says, you know, my passion is raising up the next generation. It truly is. The chocolate is my second passion. So I'm just putting that out there. So all of you should be 4- and 5-year-old teachers. Is this correct? Is this true? Woohoo! You guys have like the best age to teach. Don't tell the babies that I told. I said that. But don't you love teaching 4- and 5-year-olds?
Yes.
Right? They are so talkative. They'll do anything, right? They ask questions. They learn. They imitate. And so this age group is just perfect. So you know what that means? You have to truly be a hero. You have to be prepared, ready. You have to have your stuff together in order to be ready for these little 4- and 5-year-olds. So what we're going to do is we're going to sing the 4 and 5 superhero song. Okay? This is our theme song for the superhero 4- and 5-year-old Life Bible study teachers, LBS, right? Yes, that's you. This is your hero song. So stand up where you are. Don't roll your eyes. I know it's late tonight. You got this. You can do it, okay? But here's what we're going to do. You got to put your hands up in the air. You got to go side to side, okay? And we're going to sing a little song, and it goes like this. It's a great night to praise the Lord. It's a great night to praise the Lord. It's a great night to praise the Lord. Walking in the light of love. Now, every time we say love, we're going to cross our heart. We're going to turn this way, and we're going to walk. Are you ready? Here we go. Walk, 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 walk in the light. Now, jump up and down and say, hey. Hey! Now, go this way. Walk, 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 walk in the light. Hey! Walk, 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 walk in the light. Hey! Walking in the light of love. It's a great day to jump up and down. It's a great day to jump up and down. It's a great day to jump up and down. Walking in the light of love. Here we go! A walk, 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 walk in the light. Hey, walk, 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 walk in the light. Hey, walk, 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 walk in the light. Hey, walking in the light of love. It's a great day to hug a friend. It's a great day to hug a friend. It's a great day to hug a friend. Walking in the light of love. Here we go. A walk, 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 walk in the light. Hey, walk, 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 walk in the light. Hey, walk, 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 walk in the light. Hey, walking in the light of love.
How you feeling?
It's a great day
to sit on your bottom. It's a great day. Sit on your bottom.
It's a great day to sit on your bottom right here in our room. And as soon as you finish that song, you go straight into the Bible story. Okay, why do you go straight into the Bible story?
Because they're sitting down.
Because they're sitting down and they are
focused.
Focused. And right, they need to catch their breath a little bit. So that is a great song for you to sing in your 4- and 5-year-old classroom. It gets them moving and it gets them thinking about, it is a great day, right, to praise the Lord, or a great night to praise the Lord. So today, heroes. You realize you're a hero? You are a hero! Look at somebody and say, you're a hero. You are a hero to all of those little faces, all of those parents who bring their children each and every day to your class. You are a hero. And there's a few things that you heroes need to know, okay, before you exit this room. We are going to experience hero training. Are you ready for hero training? Okay, and once you have finished this time in here together, we will be heroes. We will be ready to take on the world. Are you ready? Are you with me? Y'all don't seem as excited as I am, okay?
Heroes,
first of all, you must put on your capes, okay?
Your capes.
Let me just put them on. Your capes look like this. Watch my face. This is going to be your cape. What is your cape?
It is a smile. There is no room for a grumpy teacher in a preschool classroom ever. Okay, so if you're feeling grumpy, you've got to leave it outside. And when you come in, you are going to be sharing Jesus' love and his kindness and with a smile on your face. So right now, heroes, go ahead and get a partner. Decide who your partner's going to be. Introduce yourself and tell your partner how long you've been teaching. Ready, set, go. What did I just do?
You got everyone's attention.
I got everyone's attention without going, hey guys, listen up. Come on, pay attention. It's time for the Bible story. Right here, right here. Eyes on the 70. Okay? Instead, if you do that in a 4 or 5 year old classroom, what are they all going to do? Okay, but you've gotten their attention, and so you always want to do that. Anytime you want a child to do something, you sing it or you play a game. You with me? Anytime you want a child to do something, you sing it or you play a game. Our son came home from college this summer, and there was a pile of dishes in the sink. And he was sitting over at the table eating something, as college boys do, nonstop eating. And I said, hey, Michael, you want to play a game? And he goes, Mom, I am not falling for that. No way. And I said, what are you talking about? We can play a little game. He goes, I spent my whole life with you saying, Michael, want to play a game? Let's see how fast you can put your laundry up. Let's see how fast you can put your cars up. I said, but it worked, didn't it? He said, yeah, but I figured it out, Mom. I've been following now. Because anytime you want a child to do something, you sing it or you play a game. You don't have to stand and yell. Second thing I want you to remember, 4 and 5 year old teachers, are you ready? Your attitude determines the atmosphere. Look at your partner and say, would you please get a good attitude? Your attitude determines the atmosphere. So if you're grumpy, if you're frustrated, that is going to be the atmosphere in your classroom. Also, think of this. I have to work on this when I'm in the classroom with children. I have a lot of energy and I get excited. So guess what the atmosphere is in the classrooms where I teach? A lot of activity and energy. So there's and what happens when I start whispering? Everybody leans in and they listen. They want to know what's going on. Okay? So your attitude determines the atmosphere and your voice determines the volume. Okay? If you say, hey guys, it's time to clean up. Everybody, y'all clean up your centers. We're going to have group time right now. Let's go. Bible story. Hey, you guys in the block center, get it cleaned up. And your voice gets louder and louder. Guess what happens in your classroom?
They talk over you.
They talk over you, and it gets louder and louder. That's why teachers in elementary school will tell you the quietest days in their classrooms are when they have laryngitis. Okay? Because they're so quiet that the kids get quiet. So remember that. Your attitude determines the atmosphere. Your voice determines the volume. Now, you're a hero. You put your cape on. Let's practice. Look at your partner. Put your cape on. Does your partner have their cape on? Does your partner have their cape on? Yes. Okay. Always with a smile.
on your face, and here is the number one thing a hero does. Are you ready? Teach the Bible. Everything you do in your classroom is centered around God. God, Jesus, in the Bible. So here's what I want you to learn today. Number one, sing it. Number two, say it. Number three, know it. Number four, tell it. And number five, do it. You're like, good gravy, Seth. Nobody can remember all that, right? Well, here's how we're going to remember. Number one, you are going to say it. You are going to talk about God, Jesus, in the Bible all the time in your classroom. When I first learned how to do this, I was teaching 4-year-olds, I think it was, my first year, and my director said, you need to talk about God, Jesus, the Bible, and everything you do. I was 16 years old. And I was like, how am I going to do that? She said, well, anytime a child is doing something, you mention God, Jesus, or the Bible. So, for example, if a child is playing in the block area, you say, oh, thank you, God, for hands to build. I'm so glad God gave you hands to build. Or if they're painting at the easel, you say, oh, look at the beautiful color red. God made the colors. Thank you, God, for colors. Does this make sense? Mm-hmm. Or when you see a child doing something that the Bible says, then you say, oh, look at Laura. Laura, you're doing what the Bible says. You're sharing. The Bible tells us to share with each other, and you're sharing. Good job, Laura. You're doing what the Bible says. Okay. How do you feel right now, Laura?
I'm sorry?
How do you feel right now? Are you awake, Laura?
I am. I think everybody's looking at me. I'm thinking of my word, sharing is caring.
She's thinking sharing is caring. So in everything you do, you're going to talk about God, Jesus, or the Bible. So when you leave here and you go home, you're going to practice with your family. Okay, if you go home and you're getting in bed, you say, oh, Lord, thank you for this pillow. God gave us heads to rest. God, thank you for the night to sleep. Okay, everything. You get up in the morning and you tell your spouse, oh, honey, I'm so glad God gave you arms to do the dishes. Thank you, God, for arms to do the dishes. But you bring that in. So we're going to practice with your partner for just a minute. I want you to pretend you're in the classroom with your children. You see two children working a puzzle together. What can you say about God, Jesus, or the Bible? Tell your partner. Ready, set, go. It's cleanup time, and you notice a little girl putting all the dishes in the home living cabinet. What are you going to say about God, Jesus, or the Bible? Ready, set, go. What did you say? Somebody tell me what you said. You didn't say anything? You left Jesus out of this? What's going on? What did you say?
Thank you, God, for the food we eat and the dishes we eat it on.
Oh, thank you, God, for the food we eat and the dishes we eat it on. Good. Did somebody else say something different?
Thank you for God for your for helping hands and help put them away.
Oh, yes. And you, that was excellent. You might say, Sarah, you're doing what the Bible says. You're helping. The Bible tells us to help each other. Thank you for helping me put the dishes away. I really appreciate that. Okay, so everything, you're going to say it, you're going to talk about it. Now, how many of you teach with another teacher in your class? I hope so. You should always have two teachers in your classroom. If there's not another teacher in your classroom, don't go in there. You can't be in there by yourself. But don't leave all the kids in there with no teacher. Okay, just stand outside or something. Wave at your coordinator, your director.
So, how many of you, your partner teacher is not here with you tonight? Raise your hand. Okay, so you're going to go back on Sunday.
Oh, so
you found each other.
Aww, look.
I'm so glad God gave us friends to work together. Thank you, God, for friends. Yes. So when you go back on Sunday or Tuesday or Thursday, whatever day you teach, you're going to start talking like this. And your partner may go, that sounds really weird. Okay? And you're going to say, I know. But I am a LBS hero. And LBS heroes, they talk about God, Jesus, and the Bible all the time. Come on. Don't you want to be a hero? We got to talk about God, Jesus, and Bible all the time. So you bring them on board with you and say, come on, let's do this thing together. So we're going to say it. Everybody say, say it.
Say it.
The next thing we're going to do is we're going to sing it. We're going to sing God's word all the time. Why are we going to sing God's word all the time? Let's do this. Let's sing this together. Twinkle,
twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
How old were you when you learned that song? And you're still singing it? Okay. How do you remember that? What does Romans 8:28 say?
For all things work together.
Oh, Adam, girl, give her a gift card. What I'm saying, I don't have anything to give you, or I would. Okay, so the reason that you could sing Twinkle, Twinkle was because it was to a tune. It was a song. When you learn God's truth and God's word to songs, then you can remember it. It's kind of like, even if I said, I love. So put another. I love. So come and take the time and
dance with me.
Okay, you girls was raised in the 80s or have 80s parents. So you know that song because you sang it and it is etched in your heart. When we are singing God's word and it is etched in our heart, we will remember it forever. So sing God's word. Look at your partner and say, sing God's word. So here's what we're going to do. I have a little handout right here for you. I want you to take one and pass it around. And I want you to look at these Bible truths. And I want you to begin to think about, how can I sing these Bible truths to my kids? Now, the nice part is almost any one of these Bible truths you can sing to the tune Happy Birthday. So let's all sing Happy Birthday together. Are you ready? Happy Birthday to. Please put your cape on. You sing better when your cape on. Hey, look! Happy Birthday, dear friends. Happy Birthday to you. Now, let's look. God is so good. 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 Excellent. Good. Okay, look at the one about Jesus. God sent Jesus to earth. Sing it.
God sent Jesus to earth. God sent Jesus to earth. God sent Jesus to earth.
Look at the Bible. The stories in the Bible really happen. 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 Okay. But what you're doing is, what you will find is, if you're singing whatever your Bible truth is or your Bible verse for that day is, over and over in the classroom, even while the children are playing, you'll catch a kid singing it. They will be over in the block area, building with blocks, singing, the Bible stories really happen. The Bible stories really happen. The Bible stories really happen. Okay? Because, why? Because it's to music. So here's what I want you to do. You and your partner, pick a Bible truth that we did not sing, and I want the two of you to sing it together to the tune Happy Birthday. Ready, set, go. Nobody's going to listen but you and your partner.
That's funny. You and I
you do? Did you get it? Woo! Okay, now here's what's going to happen. You are going to get sick and tired of singing Bible verses to Happy Birthday. Let's just get real, okay? You're going to be like, can I get a new beat here? Okay? So, what you want to do is pick old tunes that you already know, like what? Twinkle, Twinkle. We just sang it. So, you could look at this list and you could sing one to Twinkle, Twinkle. Let's see. Twinkle, twinkle, God sent Jesus because he loves us. 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 Hey, God sent Jesus because he loves us. Hey, God sent Jesus because he loves us. Excellent. What's another tune you could use? That you remember.
If you're happy and you know it.
That's always a good one. Pick long ones. Because if you're happy and you know it, usually works too long. If you're happy and you know, God wants people to take care of their bodies. God wants you and me to take care of our bodies. God wants us to take care. God wants us to take care. God wants us to take care of our bodies. God wants us to take care of our bodies. God. Now, what could you do with 4 and 5 year olds while you're singing that? God wants us to take care of our bodies, right? God wants us to take care of our bodies. God wants us to take care. God wants us to take care. God wants us to take care of our bodies. You know what's going to happen? You're going to get in bed tonight and you're going to go, God wants us to get that out of my head. So, you think of old tunes. What's another old tune? What? Come at me.
London Bridge.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. Does everybody know that one? Okay, I want you and your partner to choose one of these Bible verses or truths and sing it to London Bridges. Ready, set, go.
We went with God, it's good together.
God shows his love. God shows his love to people, to people, to people. God shows his love to people, to be people.
To pink people.
To
people. We got you. That was excellent. Good job, you guys.
Okay, so here's the deal. Once you, how many of you get your curriculum like this? You guys know your curriculum? Okay, so look right here. To Sunday, your level of biblical learning is this. God allows me to make right and wrong choices. That's what you're going to be teaching. So, what would be a tune that you could sing, God allows me to make right and wrong choices? Can you think of one? I came up with, she'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. And that would be, God allows me to make right, no, God allows me to make right and wrong choices. God allows me to make right and wrong choices. God allows me to make choices. God allows me to make choices. God allows me to make right and wrong choices. Sing it again.
God allows me to make
right and wrong choices. Sorry, I'm singing really low. God allows me to make right and wrong choices. God allows me to make choices. God allows me to make choices. God allows me to make right and wrong choices. Sing it to your partner. Look at your partner straight in the face with your cape on and sing it. Ready, set, go.
God allows me to make right and wrong choices. God allows me to make choices. God allows me to make choices.
Have you ever made a wrong choice? Oh, what is a wrong choice you've ever made? Do you think a four-year-old can think of a wrong choice?
Yes.
Sure they can. And then when they tell you what their wrong choice is, oh, I ate soap in the bathtub the other night. It was so gross. Okay, that's something a four-year-old might do, right? Because they want to taste it, experiment. You say, oh, God allowed you to make that choice. Was that a right choice or a wrong choice? Oh, that was a wrong choice. Have you ever made a right choice? What's a right choice you've made? Can you think of a right choice? Did you share with someone? Did you share with your brother? Have you helped someone? Have you been kind to someone? Have you obeyed your parents? Oh, that's a right choice. And God allows you to make right and wrong choices. If that's all you said, do you think that you just planted a huge seed of truth in that child's heart?
Amen.
Yeah. Okay? So now probably this level of biblical learning is going to be for the whole month. So every week you're going to want to sing that again. God allows me to make right and wrong choices. Sing it again. God allows me to make right and wrong choices. God allows me to make choices. God allows me to make choices. God allows me to make right and wrong choices. Now, if I were a betting woman, I would bet, but I'm not, so I'm just going to say, I think this would happen, that when you get faced with making a choice, sometime in the next week, this song is going to pop in your head. And you're going to be like, God just allowed me to run that red light. And that was a wrong choice because I'm about to pay $100 to the city. All right? Is that, you know? I bet you. And that's what's going to happen to your children in your classroom, your fours and fives, when you're singing it and you're getting in their hearts and their minds. So you got to say it. You got to sing it. Look at your partner. Say it and sing it. Tell them. Now, here is the third part. You can't teach what you don't know. That was not nice to say, but that's the truth. You cannot teach what you don't know. Look at your partner and tell your partner. You can't teach what you don't know. And here's what many teachers do. Not heroes, superheroes like y'all. But what many teachers do is they get their little booklet, and they say, oh, look at here. Joseph forgave his brothers. Okay. And they're driving to church. I said, oh, wait, hang on. Joseph came across the land. Oh, it was the brother of daddy's name, Jacob. All right. When the family ran out of food, Jacob and the brother. Okay, great. Got it. Okay, it's time for our Bible story. Now, what if you had to tell the Bible story right now about Joseph forgiving his brother? I want you and your partner to write what you would say if you had to tell the story right now. Ready, set, go. Story. If you would be honest, some of you would say, oh my goodness, Steph, that's me. Okay, I probably only spend maybe 15 minutes reading over the story and preparing. And when that's how you prepare, that's how you teach. Because you can't teach what you don't know. So some of you tell me, what would you say? Give me one part of this story that you would say, that you would mention. How about you guys? What's one part that you thought of?
Joseph forgave his brothers.
Excellent. Okay, what's something you guys thought of?
Joseph's brothers were hungry.
Yeah, and so you can ask, like, what'd you have for breakfast or the food that you eat? They had no food.
Okay, they had no food. They were hungry. Excellent. Okay, what's part of the story you guys remembered?
Joseph recognized his brothers immediately.
Okay. Do you think you could do a good job telling the Bible story right now? Be honest.
No.
No. You're not prepared. You don't know the whole story. Here's what I want you to do. Take out your phones. Turn to your Holy Bible app. I know you all have the Holy Bible app, the brown Holy Bible. If you brought your Bible, you can use it. And turn to Genesis chapter 42. Verse 1. And between you and your partner, I want you to start reading through this story. This is what you're going to teach on Sunday. Here's what I want you to listen for. What you forgot, what you didn't know, and what you remembered just by actually reading it. So, the person in your pair who is the youngest is going to read to the older. Okay? Wasn't that sweet? Older person, you're going to keep the list of all the new things you learned or that you remembered. Ready, set, go. Oh, here, use mine. You want my Bible? Here, use my Bible because I can't see it anywhere. Oh, good.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, go ahead and stop wherever you are and just make a list of the things that you were reminded of or you didn't remember before or that are new learning to you. Ready, set, go. I'm just going to give you about 1 or 2 minutes. So what were you reminded of? What was new to you? Yes.
I think that he always prepares us for the situation that we're going
through. Okay, good. So you got some application out of that. Great. What about you guys?
I just reminded Joseph blame his brothers.
Okay, you've forgotten about that part. Excellent. Are spies interesting to 4 and 5 year olds?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, good. Somebody else, what were you reminded of?
Put them in jail.
Yeah. He put them in jail. Okay. Now, as you imagine, if last Monday, okay, you got up in the morning or before you went to bed at night, you read through all of chapter 42. And you just made a list of all the things that the Holy Spirit kind of brought to your attention. Then on Tuesday, in the morning you got up or before you went to bed, you went back and read chapter 41. Then on Wednesday, you read chapter 43. Then on Thursday, you went back and read chapter 42. How are you going to do telling the Bible story on Sunday? Are you going to be ready? Are you going to be excited about that story? Are you going to know that story? Yes, so that when every child walks in that door, what you're going to say is, hey, Brody, I'm so glad you came to church today. Peter could have such a great day. We're learning about Joseph and forgiveness. Come on in here. Wait till you see what all we're going to do. What does that say to the parent at the door? You're prepared. You're ready. And what do you do in this class? You learn about Jesus. You teach the Bible in this class. And it's all because you spent time reading it and preparing it. Now listen, when you teach the Bible, look, here's what we're doing. You get out a real Bible. Please do not tell the Bible story from your phone. Okay, please do not do that. If you need your phone because you can't see and you're too old and you don't want to get glasses, okay, then put your phone in here where they can't see it. The other thing is, if I could, I would chop your fingers off, but I can't. if you tell the Bible story from this book, this is not God's word. If anybody asks you, what is your curriculum, you say, the Bible. The Bible is your curriculum and this is your supplement. Okay? We teach the Bible. You may not get saved. Boys and girls, come here. I got to tell you what the Bible says. Hang on, let me find my page right here. Okay. All right, this is what the Bible says. Are you telling them what the Bible says? No, you're telling them what your booklet says. So you got to get out your Bible. You open up that Bible. Now, if you are struggling with the Bible story, you cut this out and you stick it right here in your Bible. That's okay. All right? It's okay to have a little cheat sheet. Okay? And put that in your Bible. But so they know that you are telling the Bible story. You're telling the truth. You open it up. You're going to tell the story. You are going to make eye contact with every child while you're telling the story. What happens when you make eye contact with somebody?
They get excited.
They get excited. What else? They pay attention. They listen. Because now, if I stand up here and I say, okay, boys and girls, today we're going to learn about Joseph. When Jacob learned that the brother was grain to the... I can't see. I don't have my glasses. This is Zane. Okay, is anybody going to listen to you? And then you'll be like, sit down, I'm teaching you the Bible, be still. Okay. Does anybody bring glasses for Miss Stephanie? Okay. So, you have your, oh, you're so sweet.
They're only
0.5,
but at least.
Okay, yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah, they are. Okay. Hey, when Jacob learned that that was great for selling Egypt. Okay, so, I can't look at y'all though. Y'all are all fuzzy. So you're going to open your Bible, and you're going to have it there. You're going to make eye contact, and then you're going to tell the story in your own words, or with your 4 and 5-year-olds, you can act out the Bible story. Act it out. Woo-hoo! Somebody's excited over here. Yeah. So you act it out. You let the kids come up and act it out. So let's think. You just read, who are the people in this Bible story today?
Joseph.
Joseph, okay. Who wants to be Joseph? Oh, come on, Joseph. All right, Joseph, we're going to put a crown on your head because you're like the ruler. You're in charge of the grain. Come here, Joseph. All right, who else is in the story?
10 brothers.
How many brothers?
10.
10 brothers. So we need 10 brothers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, brothers. We need some brothers. Who else do we need? We need Daddy. Okay, come on. You can be Dad. All right, you're going to be Dad. Now, one thing you want to do, brothers, y'all can all just stand right over here, okay?
The youngest brother.
Huh? All right. We need, oh, Benjamin. Yeah, Benjamin's with Daddy. Come here, Benjamin. Okay. You're with Daddy. Now, in your 4 and 5-year-old class, you need Bible costumes. It is real easy to make a Bible costume. You get the cheapest material you can find at Walmart, and you ask for a rectangle about that size, and then you cut it in half, and you make a little doohickey, a little half circle, right? And you've got dress-up clothes. Here you go, Joseph. Get dressed there. Put your clothes on. All right, here's another one. This one's more of like a V. Okay, you can put that one on. Now, if you want to get fancy and you got money, you can go buy these fancy kind. Okay, with stuff on the back, but who wants to do that? You can also just bring a towel. Okay, 4 and 5-year-olds don't care. They think anything is dress up. Honestly, if you just give them a rope to put around their waist, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. They're like, oh, I'm dressed up, right? Okay, so now you've got your people in your story. You're making eye contact. And what you can say is, when Jacob learned. Who's Jacob? Jacob.
Oh, hello.
Yes. When you learned that there was grain for sale in Egypt. Okay, come over here. Now I want you to make a note. In where? Where's grain for sale?
In Egypt.
In Egypt. Is Egypt a real place?
Yes.
Do you have a globe at this church? Do you guys have a globe in the resource room? Do you have a resource room?
Yes.
Blow up globe. You bring that globe up and you say, this is where we live. This is where Egypt is. Okay, have you just really brought the Bible to life? This is true. This is real stuff. Oh, look at you. Can you find Egypt for us?
Oh, yeah. Right there.
Excellent. There's Egypt. Okay, so boys and girls, we're going to going to put the globe over in the nature center so you can find Egypt. You can see where you live, how far it is from you. Okay, so Jacob was the daddy.
Hi.
Okay, and Jacob and his sons had no food. They were starving.
Hangry.
Oh, they were hangry. Show us your hangry face. Oh, they were so hangry. And they learned that there was grain for sale in Egypt.
Food where?
In Egypt. So he looked at all of his sons. Look at your sons.
Hi.
And he said, why do you guys look at each other?
What's going on?
He said, why do you guys look at each other? Yes, why don't you go down to Egypt and buy some grain?
Come on, we're hungry.
Yes, go down. So 10 of Joseph's brothers. Oh, wait. Boys and girls, we need to count. Okay, let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 of Joseph's brothers went down to Egypt. But Jacob did not send Benjamin. You guys say bye to Benjamin.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Benjamin
can't
go.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Benjamin says stupid. Yes, because Jacob was afraid that they would harm him because of what happened to Joseph. So the sons came to buy grain. Now, Joseph was the governor of the land. And he was the one who sold grain to all of the people. And Joseph's brothers came and they bowed down before him on their faces.
Oh.
And boys and girls, at this moment, Joseph remembered something.
Review.
Something that we learned about a few weeks ago. Something that Joseph had. And when he had this, his brothers were bowing down to him. What did Joseph have?
A dream.
A dream. Joseph remembered this dream right in this moment. And they were all bowed down before Joseph. And Joseph saw his brothers. And Joseph recognized his brothers.
Hello.
And he treated them like strangers. And the Bible says he spoke roughly to them.
Let's hear it,
team. Well, I think you're spies.
He said, where did you come from?
Where did you come from?
And they said,
it's not roughly.
Yeah, where did you come from?
That's a nice rough guy.
Okay.
From the land of Canaan to buy food. Tell him.
From the land of Canaan to buy food.
You sure you didn't come to look at the land?
And Joseph remembered the dreams, and he said to them, you are spies.
You are spies.
That's what you meant. You sure you didn't come to look at the land?
You sure you didn't come
to
look at the land?
Yeah, that was good. No, we came to buy food. Tell them.
We came to buy food.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you're doing this in your classroom, do you think your kids are going to remember?
Yes.
You need to act out every story. Now, the hard part is your four-year-olds are not all going to be sitting nicely on the floor like this, okay?
No.
Tell me your name?
Andy.
Andy's going to be picking in his hair. Okay, right. He's gonna be picking in his hair. They're gonna be poking, but you have to keep the story moving quickly to keep them involved. Okay, so keep that in mind. You want to act it out. You want to have props. You have your Bible open. You're telling the story. You're making eye contact. You're making it exciting. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Give it up for our lovely actors and actresses.
See, this is why we act it out.
Okay, whatever.
Now, here's what I want you to do. Take that Bible story, and I want you to go back through it, and I want just the part. Is it almost time to go? No. What time do we? Is it time to go?
5 more minutes.
Just about.
Oh. Okay, couple more minutes. Here's what you can do. Look at that Bible story and notice every object. Okay, what are some objects in that story? First, we noticed Egypt. That was really a place. What are some other objects in there?
Grain.
Okay, good. Anything else?
Older brothers.
Okay, the brothers. What about, did they have to give their sacks? What'd they do with their sacks? Did y'all get to that part yet? They had sacks, and they put their grain in the sacks, and Joseph put money in the sacks. So as you're reading and studying God's word, look for these physical objects, because what you're going to do is you're going to take these physical objects and you're going to put them in your learning centers. Okay? So children can be playing with grain, okay, in a sensory tub one day. I mean, that day. Or maybe you're counting money. Okay? Or you take these objects and you put them in their learning center so that they're not only saying it, singing it, hearing it, acting it, but then they're doing it with their hands-on experiences. And your curriculum gives you ideas of different activities to do. So, for example, you're going to build a palace. Why would you build a palace? Where did Joseph live? So when the kids are building with blocks that are covered in foil, making a palace, you're going to go by and say, oh, why do you think we're building a palace today? What did you hear about a palace from the Bible? Okay, and you're going to tie it back into the story. Does that make sense? Okay, so listen, if you want to be a hero, a BS, LBS hero, sorry, I'm going to get it right, a LBS hero, here's what you're going to do. You are going to say it. You're going to sing it. You're going to know it. You're going to tell it. You're going to act it. And you are going to do it and play it all the time. And I promise you, if you will do that, your kids will have God's word hidden in their heart. And listen, they cannot accept Jesus that well. Okay? What's going to happen is God's word is going to be hidden in their heart, those seeds. And here's what's going to happen. The next grade's going to water. The next grade's going to fertilize. And then one day when they're like in second grade, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit's going to say, hey, Jesus wants to be Lord of your life. And they're going to say, oh, I remember Joseph. God forgives. God can forgive me of my sin. And all that you've taught them, they're going to remember. And then they're going to want to give their lives to Jesus. And you know why they're going to give their lives to Jesus? Because you were an LBS hero. And you taught God's word and he planted all those seeds in their little heart. You sang it. You said it. You taught it. You acted it. You did it. And then one day, they're going to give their life to Jesus. And you're going to be sitting in the worship center and you're going to say, oh, that child getting baptized. You're going to say, he was in my four-year-old class. He was in my kindergarten class. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Okay? So, be a hero. Look at your partner and say, be a hero. Yeah. All right. Talk to us.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay. It is time for our preschool photo, which includes all of us. So
yay!
In just a second, we'll get your stuff and go down to the main foyer, and we'll listen to the stage us, and it's going to be great. Check your phone just before you leave tonight. There should be one more survey if you texted that number for surveys, and just make sure you fill that out before you go, and there's hard copies downstairs on tables. And that's it. We're so good. And then after we'll go to the FRC again for cinnamon rolls. So you don't want to miss that. So come on down to the photo.
It's like we're going to Egypt to get food. Oh. Yes, let's go. Here's your glasses, sweet friend.